that are constitutional, appropriate, and sane. For the sake of time, I will just highlight some of the provisions within my amendment. My amendment protects Second Amendment rights and the individual liberties. It does so by prohibiting a federal firearm registry from being created with funds in this bill. Similar language has passed previously by the House. But I also want to bring the House's attention to some of the ludicrous studies that taxpayers have funded via the National Science Foundation. Let me first say that I appreciate the National Science Foundation's mission and its work. The National Science Foundation grantees and funds have been instrumental in advances in internet, astronomy, energy, chemistry, and many other important aspects of scientific scholarship. But like other well-founded government operations, the bureaucracy begins to grow and proper oversight of the grant process begins to wane. In 2011, Senator Tom Coburn released a publication titled National Science Foundation Under the Microscope. In that document, he outlined a litany of wasteful, superfluous, and seemingly idiotic studies, some of which I will outline here. There was a study on human reaction to popular baby names. There was a $580,000 grant to study racial preferencing and online dating. There was nearly $1 million dispersed in multiple grants to study how rumors are started. There have been nearly two decades of grants awarded to a certain panel in which the National Science Foundation has granted about $60 million. One of the panel's studies covered how much housework a man creates for a wife in his household. There was a $90,000 grant to study the relationship between a researcher and their online avatar in virtual worlds and differences in their behaviors. Since 2000, grants provided by the National Science Foundation have been used to study crustaceans running on tiny treadmills after being exposed to different microbes. These little shrimp were also given tiny backpacks to weigh them down so researchers could study their test variables, such as weight and resistance. In 2011, the lab said it planned to build treadmills and create studies for lobsters and blue crabs as well. This amendment would prevent these types of abuses. There was a 2009 grant dispersed to the tune of $300,000 to study how humans ride bicycles. There was another $300,000 grant, which actually came from the stimulus funds, that was dispersed to a married couple to travel to seven countries around the world to study stray dogs in an effort to discover how dogs became man's best friend. Sounds like a heck of a honeymoon to me. Possibly the most ridiculous grant highlighted by Senator Coburn's report was a National Science Foundation grant to support a robot rodeo hoedown. Let me repeat that. A robot rodeo hoedown. I would like to point out how laughable it was to my staff to work with legislative counsel to define what a hoedown is for the purposes of this amendment. The project involved programming small robots to dance to the chicken scoop shuffle. What I suppose the event wasn't a total loss, it produced hundreds of YouTube views.